Welcome to the 2 Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Welcome back to the 2 Minute Disciple Podcast. I'm Nick Euler, your host, and I am so glad to be back here with you to read through the Gospels and community. And so let's jump right in, and we're going to be reading from Matthew chapter 2 from the New Living Translation. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from the eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." King Herod was deeply disturbed when he had heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests, the teachers of religious law, and asked, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?" "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they said, "for this is what the prophet wrote. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah, for a ruler will come from you, who will be the shepherd for my people Israel." Then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time the star first appeared. Then he told them to go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. "And when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him too." After this interview, the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. When it was time to leave, they returned to their own country by another route, for God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. After the wise men were gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up, flee to Egypt with the child and his mother." The angel said, "Stay there until I tell you to return, because Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." That night, Joseph left for Egypt with the child and Mary, his mother, and they stayed there until Herod's death. This fulfilled what the Lord had spoken through the prophet, "I called my son out of Egypt." Herod was furious when he realized that the wise men had outwitted him. He sent soldiers to kill all the boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under. Based on the wise men's report of the star's first appearance, Herod's brutal action fulfilled what God had spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A cry was heard in Ramah, weeping in great mourning. Rachel weeps for her children, refusing to be comforted, for they are dead. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. "Get up," the angel said, "take the child and his mother back to the land of Israel, because those who are trying to kill the child are dead." So Joseph got up and returned to the land of Israel with Jesus and his mother. But when he learned that the new ruler of Judea was Herod's son Archelaus, he was afraid to go there. Then after being warned in a dream, he left for the region of Galilee. So the family went and lived in a town called Nazareth. This fulfilled what the prophets had said, "He will be called a Nazarene." God wrote the announcement of his son's birth in the stars. The very stars in the sky proclaimed who this Messiah was when he was born. And these wise men saw that star and realized that this was a message. This is a message from God to tell them to go and worship. And so we see that God ordained the stars to tell of his wonders. And these men saw that and they went and worshiped. Isn't that amazing? The stars in the sky point to the majesty of God, and it draws us to worship. Worship the Son of God. And then the other part of this is God's protection of his son. He tells Joseph to go to Egypt. And so he goes to Egypt. And then when Herod dies, they want to go back into Israel. And they find out in Judea, his son is still there. And so they're going to go to Galilee. And that is the region where we're going to see a little bit later where he starts his ministry. And Jesus is called a Nazarene. Everything that has happened so far has happened to fulfill what God said was going to happen beforehand. It is so amazing, this picture of Jesus, the great Messiah announced in the stars. Let's worship him. Would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we can come and worship you and give you our gifts. We give you our gifts of praise right now. We thank you so much for coming at the right time. Lord, we thank you for your protection of Jesus, and we thank you that You are here for us, and you protect us as well. God, we love you, and we praise you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me today, and I can't wait to see you back tomorrow. This has been the 2-Minute Disciple Podcast. Make sure you tell all of your friends and family about this new podcast. Let's spread the word and get as many people listening so we can have a community that is reading the Gospels together.